This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman. This is the New Blue Review. And we have today with us Craig Pantanowitz. He is from the South African Zionist Federation. He's joining us to talk about October 7th and what is going on with that in our community. Craig, are you with us? Can you hear us? Okay, so we seem to be having a little bit of an issue with Craig there. Craig, can you hear us now? Okay, so right, so we can hear a little bit. Let's see how that goes. So Craig, let's just start off a little bit. We're losing him on the technical side. All right, I'm going to ask Craig to talk to other Craig and see if we're able to do that and fix it up a little bit and see if we can get back and see what we can do there. Just because we do want to have everyone on the call and let's see if we can make that work. Okay. Yeah, so it's not working. I think what we're going to do there, Craig, is let's see if we can get him on the phone line instead of the computer, and then we will go from there. So, yeah. So I mean, like, I guess the key thing really was that we were trying to do was achieve just a discussion around what actually is going on. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening all the time at the moment, when it comes to the politics, and we needed to see where is the community sitting, because what we're seeing is actually actually an attempt by Palestinian factions and others in the BDS world to try and hijack actually October 7th as some kind of day for the Palestinians, and what we need to do is see if you know where this is all landing in terms of where we're looking in the national politics. So let's come back to the interview and see if we have Craig Pantanowitz on the line. Craig, you with us?
Benji, good morning to you. I think I am with you now, and it sounds clear.
Yes. Okay, that's much better. I know feedback, so thank you for correcting that to the technical guys. Craig, let's just start off. I mean, before we get into this thing was a year ago. Tell us where you were when you first started realizing what was going on.
Benji, yeah, thank you, and good morning to all the listeners. Pleasure to be with you again. Bench, I recall it so vividly. It was early morning on a Saturday morning, and I started getting messages from friends and relatives who live in Israel. I'd actually not even gotten out of bed yet, and somebody said to me, get onto social media, you have to see what's going on. And I was lying next to my wife, Dina, and I remember switching on. I went onto X, and I saw that first van driving into Sderot with the Hamas militants on the back of the van, and they were carrying heavy, heavy ammunition. And I said to Dina, this looks really bad. I think the world's going to change dramatically today. And Benja did.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people would have seen it that way. Craig, one of the things we've also seen has been over the year a big reaction from the Jewish world, not just from Israel, obviously, on the war. You've been involved for quite some time in community work and doing things, but even though you were already involved, your involvement kind of heightened as well, I think, amongst a lot of people. I think a lot of people came into wanting to be involved through this process. But maybe tell us about some of the things over the last year that you've been doing as a result of the war.
Yes, Benji, I think that the world certainly changed. And I think for Jewish people specifically, we've kind of realized how widespread anti-Semitism is and how the mask has somehow fallen off And we've noticed the amount of abuse that we take as a community and as a people. And that's been very, very scary. For me, I often think how lucky I am to be involved in our community and to work with the Zionist Federation, in that it gave an outlet to do at least something. You know, oh, I wish I could go there and help on the ground in Israel. And many, many, many people have reached out to me and a number of people from our organization over the last year to say, how can they get involved in even the smallest of ways? And I think it's been very therapeutic to be able to be involved and try and make a small difference to the people of Israel, to Israel. For me, it culminated in lots of different projects. The highlight probably visiting Israel in February this year on a mission, which you and I have discussed. And I think that really gave me an unbelievable opportunity to view what really took place there on October the 7th. And then, you know, straight away, as the war started kicking in, we set up through the Zionist Fed a news group to provide our communities in South Africa with verified news on what's happening in Israel, in the war and Hamas and now Hezbollah. And that news group has grown, and we keep lots and lots of people up to date every day. There've been lots of media, talks, interviews, news articles that have been done, you know, and I think that that's kept us very, very busy. And then just trying to also keep up to date with what Israel needs, what the people on the ground in Israel need. And we've been very active in sending lots and lots of parcels over, parcels to help the displaced, to help the people that have been chased out of their homes, to help the war front where it was necessary. And, you know, just having my hands on the ground has been, first and foremost, a privilege for me, but secondly, a great outlet to express our absolute anguish and sadness as to what took place on that day, and not to have to just sit back and accept it and actually do something positive.
Now, you've spoken about the anti-Semitism, and obviously that has been a big feature of the last year. Have you found that there's been, I mean, maybe amongst non-Jewish friends, people that you've known, is that something you've encountered? Have you also found support? What has been your experience around that?
Benji, I think that in my personal world, I haven't had experiences with anti-Semitism. Quite the contrary, on the whole, I found that the welcoming from people in the care and grief that they've shared with us has been quite heartwarming. Having said that, I can tell you, because of the work that we do, we've been front row to a huge amount of anti-Semitic incidents and attacks on social media and so on, where Israel has been blamed for October the 7th for an attack on our people. We've taken the blame. And there's no question that globally, and I still think that South Africa, we're probably in a slightly better position than a lot of our counterparts living in other countries in the United States and Europe. I still think we're very free to live as Jews in South Africa, and we're very grateful for that. But there has no question been a tick up. And the terrible news reporting that we see and the negative media reports that come out are really not balanced or fair towards Israel. And we have to be aware that this is a reality that we all need to stand up and fight against.
Talking to Craig Pantanovich today, he's one of the vice chairmen of the South African Zionist Federation, talking about 1 year since October 7th. I'm Ben Shulman. This is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM, talking to Craig Pantanovich today from the South African Zionist Federation. Craig, let's talk a little bit about what are the commemorations that are going on over the next while. And there's sort of Rosh Hashanah, and then almost immediately, actually, this commemoration takes place. So just let us talk to us about what is actually on the cards at the communal level.
Sure, Benji. And I think, you know, critically important at this stage to say that we are still a community. I don't think any of us have fully dealt with the reality of what took place on October the 7th. And I think more than ever, the need from a community perspective to come together, to support each other, to look back over the events in the last year, which have been an absolute roller coaster of emotion. If you have to look back to the start at October 7th and those terror attacks and the horrendous violence that was on our people, and then to the absolute highs when the IDF were able to rescue some of our hostages and bring some of our people home to Israel, and then the terrible lows of being forced into a war we didn't want. I think it's a critical juncture down to just take a look back on the year and come together as a community, share our love for the Israeli people, for Israel as a country. And in light of that, I think that there are a number of community events that are planned, and I'll gladly share with you details today. And I urge our community to come together to share our common care for Israel and our grief and what we've got planned for this year. So the South African Zionist Federation, I think, a commemoration on the month of October. The gates will open at 4:30 p.m. The event will start at 6 p.m. One needs to register to join this event. And I expect it's going to be an incredibly moving ceremony. We have two phenomenally good speakers. One of them, a hostage who was released and is going to share with us their story. And then one of the survivors from the from one of the kibbutzes on the border is also coming to speak live at our event. And I think that they're going to be able to provide incredible insight into to some of the realities that I've had the opportunity to see firsthand. But many people want to understand those points. And I think that the South African Zionist Federation commemoration on the 7th of October will give you an opportunity to do that, to come together as a community and reflect. There are also going to be some amazing displays up. We've got some amazing photography that's going to be shown at the event. And, you know, with our partners at the Zionist Federation, they really have gone all out to put an amazing commemoration together to honor those that have fallen, to honor those that are still fighting to keep Israel safe, and to honor the memory of and also pray for the living hostages, that there's still an opportunity to come home, and the 101 hostages still being held by Hamas against their will. We really, as a community, want to come out and say it's too long. A year is far too long for these people to have been stolen from their homes and held against their will. And the African Zionist Federation doing. There are details on the webpage if one wants to find the link to access that, to register, to come to the event. And I urge as many people in our community to join us for that. Then the South African Jewish Board of Deputies is also holding an amazing commemoration. They are having a thing which is called the October 7 Square, which is going to be held in the Forest area at the Great Park Synagogue. And what they have arranged is a number of displays from various organizations in the community to recognize many different aspects of what October the 7th actually meant for Israel as a country and for South African Jewry, the impact that it's had on us as a community. They're going to be paying tribute to the some of the hostages taken and those killed at the Nova Music Festival, a display for those that have been displaced in Israel. And we know there are hundreds of thousands of people that have been forcibly displaced from their homes. They're not living in their homes. There's going to be a forest of 101 trees from the Jewish National Fund there. They're going to have a display which talks to the sexual violence perpetrated by Hamas. There's going to be an area where one can come and light a Yotzite candle and paint a pebble, write messages to those in Israel that you want to pass a message on to, and we will make sure that those messages get sent to the right places in Israel. And I think that through the course of the day, there's going to be very many moving moments at that event. Just to give you a little bit of an idea, that event's going to open on the 6th of October. If I'm mistaken, it starts at midday or 5 p.m. on the 6th of October. And then on the 7th of October, there's going to be an opportunity for the press to come and see the impact that October the 7th had on the Jewish community there. And again, we urge our community to come out and support this initiative. I think it's going to give a lot of different viewpoints on what took place over the last year. And they've gone to great lengths to try and put something meaningful together, something that talks to the horrificness of October the 7th. And, you know, if anybody needs further info on the South African Jewish Board's project for October, and October the 7th square that they're hosting, you can get hold of them on the South African Jewish Board's email address, and I can certainly provide that if you need it.
Okay, so those are the two big events, Craig. You've got the Zionist Federation that's on the 7th, and you can go have a look there on the website. Those were the speakers. There's the Board of Deputies one, which is the day before, and on the day, just a bit more sort of interactive from all the different organizations in the community engaging. Craig, you've also actually been involved in something yourself personally. You want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, Ben. So we filmed a music video yesterday afternoon with quite a lot of members of the South African Christian community and a lot of the students from the Jewish day schools in South Africa. And we filmed that yesterday, and we're very excited to be able to launch that on October the 7th. It's going to be coming out. The idea behind it is a tribute to a number of people in the country of Israel that has gone through tremendous pain over the last 12 months, to the hostages that we are so acutely aware of that are still suffering in those tunnels that Hamas have built under Gaza. And thirdly, for all of those that we lost. And it's a message to the people of Israel to say that as a community in South Africa, despite what the ANC might be doing, the vast majority of South Africans stand wholly and solely behind Israel and their quest to keep Israel safe from the terrorist forces that surround the country. And our message hopefully will go out loud and clear that as a community, we are a community that yearns for peace. We don't want war. We don't want violence. We want peace with our neighbors. And we've had great success in achieving peace with many of them. And all they need to do is come to the party and there will be peace. And Benj, hopefully our music video that we filmed yesterday will share that message. And that was the message that we were trying to get across, is that South Africa certainly stands behind Israel, and we understand what they're going through in their darkest hour. And I would be brave enough to say perhaps the darkest hour since Israel was granted its country status in 1948, and that was what we formed yesterday. It was truly moving, Benji, and I'm excited to share that with everybody once the editors have done, or the editorial team have done their business in getting it to look spick and span. But that was filmed. And Benj, I know that King David Primary School filmed the music video also, which will be coming out. There have been numerous different projects held by so many different people, because I think this is a day that will go down as one of the worst days in Jewish history. And it's a day that people need to feel it. And there's this absolute desire to come together and hold each other's hands and understand, try and make sense of the pain that we've been through.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think your point there about the whole of South Africa, I know there's some, as you say, Christians in your video, but also holding events on that day, other members of the South African community that are commemorating. And I think it's so important because we're starting to see on the 5th of October, it looks like there's going to be some big BDS march somewhere, like a protest, although I see that they're running low on cash, so that's kind of interesting. But that it's really important because it looks like the sort of forces of darkness understand what they did on October 7th and are trying to distract people by trying to hijack that day to continue really the war that they started on October 7th.
Benj, we've seen from October the 7th, this attempt by those that want to see the end of Israel as a country, as a sovereign state, as a state Jewish nation, an attempt to literally take over the narrative and one to deny the massive atrocities that took place on October the 7th. And it always amuses me because Hamas were the most proud to display their work on October the 7th, and the rest of the world are trying to deny it. And the perpetrators were so happy to send these videos out of the massacres that they perpetuated. So it's always an interesting thing to look at. But yes, I agree with you, Benj. It seems that that modus operandi is continuing. It appears that there's going to be a march, I think, to Parliament on the 5th of October. Protest Israel's defense. I don't know what they're going to be protesting. The attack happened on Israel. It happened to Israeli Jews, to Arab Jews, to a number of foreign nationals who were in Israel at the time, Americans, Thais, British, French, South American people. This was a global terrorist attack that was perpetuated on Israel. And to try and steal that narrative just shows how thin their storyline actually is. And, we're not going to let it take away from the reality of what took place on that day. We're acutely aware that this was an unprecedented attack on Israel's sovereignty. It was committed with the most violent, barbaric acts against women, men, children, Holocaust survivors, you name it, Benj. It was right out of the worst playbook in hell. And, that the sane and rational understand the reality of this. We understand that Hamas was declaring war on the people of Israel and to some extent on Jews worldwide, Benji. And we're going to come together and go, not in our name. We will stand, we will show the world that the Jewish nation are a kind, caring, loving nation. We don't want to be in war. And, they can march and try and steal October the 7th, but it's not the truth. And we're not going to allow that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Craig Benton of South African Zionist Federation, thank you once again. You go check out those events on the board and Fed websites, and we'll look forward to seeing Craig's video when it comes out. Craig, thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Benji. Have a wonderful day. Thanks to the listeners.
There we go. Craig Pantanowitz from the South African Zionist Federation there.